Hello, Fairland. On the far horizon is the beautiful home for the soul. Built by Jesus on high, where we never shall die, is the land where we never grow. Never grow, never grow, is the land where we never grow. Never grow, never grow, is the land where we never grow. In that beautiful home, where we never morrow, we shall build in the sweet by and by. Happy praise to the King, through eternity sing, is the land where we never grow. Never grow, never grow, in the land where we never grow. Never grow, never grow, in the land. When our work here is done, and our love cry is born, and our troubles and trials are over, and our soul open, and our voice will be blessed with the loved one who gone on. Never grow, never grow, in the land where we never grow. Never grow, never grow, in the land where we never grow. Amen. God bless you.
Amen, brother and sister. I don't know if you heard this as same. Well, brother Eli is coming just to sing. Never grow old. Everything is rotten here, changing. But we have a home where we'll never grow old. Amen. Praised be the name of the Lord.
God bless you, saints. We're going to make some noise again, as usual. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And that's what we are going to sing. And we hope if he saved us yesterday, he can save today. And he'll save the sinner tomorrow as well.
Jesus. Lord of Lords.
Hallelujah.
Jesus is Lord of Lords. He will remain the same. Jesus will never change. Jesus is Lord of Lords.
Hallelujah.
Jesus the Lord of Lords. He will remain the same. Jesus will never change. Jesus is King of Kings.
Put your strength in it, brother and sister. Do something for the Lord. Amen. Amen. Let's sing that song. There is a land.
Amen.
Amen. Waiting for me. Amen. There's a land that is fairer than sea. And by faith I can see that sweet by and by. The waits over the way to prepare us a dwelling place there in the sweet by and by. We shall meet on that beautiful soul in the sweet by and by. We shall meet that beautiful shore. We shall sing on that beautiful shore the melodious song of the bliss. In our spirit shall soar on the morn, not a sigh for the blessing of rest.
by and by. To our bountiful Father and I, we will offer our tribute of praise for the glorious gift of His heart and the blessing that hallows our day. In the sweet by and by, we shall for sure in the sweet by and by, we shall be on that beautiful shore. By and by, when the morning comes, we'll all of God, our God alone, we will tell the story how we overcome, for we'll understand it better by and by and by. When the morning comes, when all the sins of God are gone along, we will tell the story how we'll overcome, for we'll understand it better by and by. We are often tossed and driven on the restless sea of time, somber skies and cooling temps of sun. In the land of perfect day, when the mists have rolled away, we will understand it better by and by. By and by, when the morning comes, when all the sins of God are gathered, we will tell the story how we overcome, for we'll understand it better by and by. We are often destitute of the things that life demands, one of food and one of shelter, thirsty hills and barren land. We are trusting in the Lord and according to His word, we will understand it better by and by. By and by, when the morning comes, when all the sins of God are gathered home, we will tell the story how we overcome, for we'll understand it better by and by. The impatient often take us unaware, in our hearts are made to bleed, for many thoughtless we Lord did, and we wonder why it is when we try to do our best, for we'll understand it better by and by. By and by, when the morning comes, when all the sins of God are gone through, we will tell the story how we overcome. When the morning comes, when all the sins of God are gathered, we will tell the story how we overcome. You will understand it better far and far. Oh, hallelujah! Let's give a clap to the Lord. Amen. Amen. One of these days, we will be there. Praise God! Praise God! Oh, how many are happy to be in the house of the Lord this morning? Amen. God, Richie, bless you for coming. Amen. Is there anything greater than to start a week, a new week, in the presence of the Lord? Amen. Oh, wonderful. Praise the Lord. Amen. And we have the privilege this morning. Amen. We have a privilege this morning. Amen. Our precious brother Tom is here. Amen. Praise God. Amen. And
Before we have some visitors also, our precious brother Ajay has his wife Imelda and two little kids here this morning. Oh, let's clap and welcome them. Oh, God bless you, our precious sister. God bless you. And then we have brother Andrews and sister Vieva's mothers. They are here from Lithuania. Oh, amen. We thank the Lord. And then we have our precious brother Francois Kersen, also from Belgium. He's also here. Oh, God bless you, brother. You're welcome. God bless you. Amen. Amen. Shall we bow our heads? Our dear Heavenly Father, what a beautiful day. The brightness of the day, the sunshine, the breeze of life that is blowing. Father, what grace you've given to us to begin a new week like this, to be right in your presence, God. And with the curtains so falling behind us, the world cut away from us, Lord. Father, we remember that day at the day of Pentecost when the people saw the group that were from the upper room. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, they saw the joy, the stimulation that was coming out from them. And they said, these people are drunk with a new wine. Oh, Lord, they've never seen that kind of stimulation and power before. Father, this morning, oh, we ask, oh, Lord, that your grace will grant us that stimulation from your word this morning. The Lord, even as we commit our precious brother into your hands, oh, God, he has offered himself, oh, Lord, for this purpose this morning. Father, use him mightily, oh, God, oh, for your children, for your church, oh, God. And, Father, we commit the visitors in our midst this morning, Lord, into your hands, oh, God. Our sister Imelda, O Lord, and the little kids, Father, grant them the wisdom, O Lord, to bring up these little children, O God. And also our precious mothers, O Lord, from Lithuania. O Lord, bless their stay, O Lord Jesus. And this morning, O God, let something be said, O Lord, that it will ever, O God, remain in their lives, Lord. And they will take it over, O God, to Lithuania, O Lord. Same also our precious brother, from Belgium also in our midst, Lord Jesus, bless him, oh God. Bless his home. Father, now we wait for your word, oh God, the word of grace, the word of our faith, the word of life. Come now, Lord, sweep over your children, oh God. Oh, that word that has been preserved all these years for us. We ask all this, Lord, in the blessed name of our Lord Jesus Christ, as we sing that song, Ancient World, to welcome our precious brother. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Ancient World.
Holy words long preserved for our world in this world. They resound with God's own hand. Oh, let the ancient world in paths
of life,
words of hope, give us strength, let us go in this world, wherever we roam, the ancient world will guide us.
In words
ever true, changing me and changing you, we have come with open heart, holy the ancient virgin heart. Holy words of our faith in that this age came to us through sacrifice, oh, in the faithful words of Christ. Holy
rivers long preserved for our walk in this world. There is love with heart on heart, O Lady Ancient Virgin Mark. Ancient words ever true, changing me and changing you. We have come with open heart, O Lady Ancient Virgin Mark. Ancient words ever true, changing me and changing you. We have come with open heart, O Lady Ancient Virgin Mark.
Praise the Lord. The Lord bless each and every one this morning. And I just greet every one of you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And I thank your pastor for this invitation. And just trust the Lord will bless us today. Yeah, I've been praying, you know, what to preach today. And I want to just preach a simple message. Everyone will know these scriptures. But, you know, we're living in an hour of all deceivableness, of all unrighteousness. And God's already sent his truth, but the devil wants to let us think there's another something else. But God, when he does something once, he doesn't need to do it again. Amen. That's right. Amen. It's perfect the first time. I want to preach this morning, "Behold, I send you Elijah the prophet." Let us turn to Malachi chapter 4, verse 5 and 6. Everyone knows these scriptures well. I want to look at the two comings of the spirit of Elijah. Now we know that the spirit of Elijah visits the earth five times. The spirit of Elijah came in Elijah the Tishbite. Then the same spirit came in Elisha. Then the same spirit came in John the Baptist. Then the same spirit comes in the seventh church age messenger, William Morey and Branham. Then the same spirit of Elijah comes again when Elijah himself comes back to Israel, which is future. So the spirit of Elijah comes five times. We can see in the Word of God the spirit of Elijah. This morning I want to look at John the Baptist and that coming of the Spirit of Elijah, and for our time, the coming of the Spirit of Elijah. "Behold, I will send you Elijah the prophet before the coming of the great and dreadful day of the Lord. And he shall turn the heart of the fathers to the children, and the heart of the children to their fathers, lest I come and smite the earth with a curse." Heavenly Father, we bow before thy presence. We thank thee for the name that is above every name, the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, I pray this morning that you'll give us perfect clarity with your word. And Lord, even as the words interpret it to the different languages of the people are listening in, may the Holy Spirit interpret it the right way. God grant that you'll visit us, everyone this morning, with the clarity of the word for this hour, knowing that you have sent the spirit of Elijah that would turn our hearts back to the original, not to another gospel, not to some strange thing, but to the original apostolic faith, what the first church had. Lord, that we might be that bride called out, separated, and sealed with the Holy Spirit. Lord, for that encounter from heaven, Lord, where you're going to change us and take us of this earth. Lord, we know you've sent investigating angels down in the 20th century. But Lord, we also know that Paul said of another angel comes, preaching another gospel, let him be accursed. Lord, we only want the original, the word, the truth, what makes us free. For you are that word, the Logos, coming flesh, dwelling amongst us. Lord, your servant said, we beheld your glory, the glory of the only begotten of the Father. Lord, we believe, Lord, your presence is here. We believe this is a message of your presence. Lord, we believe you're the same yesterday, today, and forever. Now, Father, bless your word to our hearts. Meet every need in this building. Whatever it is, if there's sickness, may the person be healed. As your word is spoken, manifest your presence upon the people. Lord, deliver men and women from fear of bondage. Lord, from attack of enemy. Lord, we pray for the strange brethren what's gone astray and followed another gospel. Deliver them. Open their eyes. Set them free. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Would help us to speak the truth. And Lord, you've promised, Lord, that you will confirm it with signs and wonders and divers miracles in the name of thy holy child Jesus. Sanctify me now, Lord, I pray. Touch these lips. Touch this tongue. Lord, and I take the promised Holy Ghost, and I thank you that you always undertake, in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Amen. You may be seated. Praise God. We know that only the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, the great Comforter, can place the truth of God's Word in our hearts. We don't just want the Word in our mind, but we want the Word in our hearts. And the Bible says we confess with our mouth, but we believe in our hearts. Now we know there is promised the coming of the Spirit of Elijah here in our reading that will turn the hearts before the great and dreadful day of the Lord, to turn the heart of the fathers to the children and the heart of the children to the fathers. So this is two turnings. This is not one turning. This is two turnings. Two turnings at separate times. Jesus clarified this. Jesus himself spoke about this. Many people confuse this scripture as one thing. But in this book of Malachi, there's the A part and the B part. There's the two turnings. There's a turning that the Spirit of Elijah did through John. But then there's a turning that the Spirit of Elijah will do through the Gentile messenger just before the rapture takes place and the calling out of the true bride of Christ. Now, two separate times. In fact, there will be two ministries that will come in the Spirit of Elijah. Actually, two ministries that will come in the Spirit of Elijah. Now, Malachi, Matthew, if you read Matthew 17, verse 11 to 13. Let us read the words of the Lord Jesus. Matthew 17, verse 11 to 13. And Jesus answered and said unto them, Elias truly shall first come and restore all things. So the Lord is telling us that Elias will first come and restore all things. I want you to hold that thought, restore all things. Then verse 12. But I say unto you that Elias is come already, and they knew him not, but have done unto him whatsoever they listed. Likewise shall also the Son of Man suffer them, speaking of Calvary. Then the disciples understood that he spake unto them of John the Baptist. Now these verses speak of two prophets and the spirit and power of Elijah. Verse 13, the disciples understood he spake of John. But however, in verse 11 and verse 12, he spoke of another prophet and the spirit of Elijah. Because the Lord Jesus said in the first readings, verse 11, 12, he will restore all things. We know that John never restored anything. We know that John preached a message of repentance, but John never restored anything. If John wants to restore, he would bring the sacrifice back. He would bring the laws back, just like Moses did, because he could not restore what had not come at that point, which was the ministry of grace. The ministry of Calvary had not come at that point because John's ministry forerun the first coming of Jesus Christ. So he could not restore what had not come yet. But it would have been a restoring of what Moses had, of what the Old Testament had. But we know he didn't restore that. He restored nothing, but he preached repentance. But the would-be one come. Jesus told us there would be another one come, what would restore. But John was not that one. But John did come in the spirit of Elijah. John did minister in the spirit of Elijah. The Bible says there's no prophet born of a woman greater than John the Baptist. John the Baptist was mighty in word and a prophet of God. Now I want to say this morning as I'm feeling led. When you hear of another ministry coming up that you cannot find in the Word of God, you know that's another spirit. You have to understand what 2 Thessalonians says, that this is the age of all deceivableness, of all unrighteousness. This is the time what Paul talked about, what men would be lovers of themselves rather than God, having a form of godliness, denying the power thereof. Paul said if an angel comes, or even him himself came back again with another message or another gospel, don't believe it. Just believe the original one. And there's so much today of, I saw an angel, you must follow me. But God has already sent the spirit of Elijah. And there's no scripture for another time. There's no scripture for an eighth angel. You only can go with what the scripture for. And if you leave the scripture, you're leaving God's foundation. And when you leave the foundation, you no more can build solid, but you're building on stubble, straw, and sticks. But Paul says there is no other foundation, but the foundation's being laid. We must build upon this foundation. A prophet will not turn you away from the Word. The prophet will turn you to the Word. The prophet won't bring you something that's not in the book, but he'll bring you what's in the book. And even this book, when it was sealed, but it was still in the book. No, it was sealed. It was in the book till the end time. I feel strong to emphasize it. People are being led astray, following another messenger. There is no other messenger. I want you to know that John the Baptist was chosen from his mother's womb. Even when the baby was still in the womb of the mother. You know when those two sisters encountered and they spoke that John leapt within the womb. The Word of God says he received the Holy Spirit from his mother's womb. He didn't become a prophet. He was born a prophet. He was ordained a prophet from his mother's womb. And he came in the spirit of Elijah. I will prove emphatically from the Word of God this morning what I'm preaching to be absolutely the truth. There's people and they tell you they have a revelation, they have a new doctrine, but there's no word for it. There's no foundation for it. They're leading people astray. And of the blind lead the blind. They both fall in the ditch. They're both lost. This is at such an age. You know, these verses speak of two prophets in the spirit and power of Elijah. Verse 13 of Matthew 17. The disciples understood he spoke of John. However, verse 11, verse 12, I've said it, speak of two prophets in the spirit and power of Elijah. Actually, in verse 11, Jesus says, restore all things. And we know John never fulfilled that part. Amen. He fulfilled his part, but not that part. So when you read Jesus is speaking of future, future coming of the spirit of Elijah, then he's speaking of present spirit of Elijah. Now let me read these from Question and Answers. Paragraph 159, 1964. And you notice to make it sure now that it's all right, but how the Holy Spirit wrote it by his prophet, he said, he will turn the hearts of the fathers first to the children. See, that was John's first coming. He turned the hearts of the fathers, the old patriotic fathers, to the message of the children, which was a new generation. Then Jesus and that generation, then in conjunction, it tying together the hearts of the children back to the fathers, which mean the message of today will turn the heart of the children in the church age back to the original Pentecostal faith of the beginning. John couldn't do that because we hadn't got a Pentecost. John could not turn us back to Pentecost before it came. He couldn't do it. So he restored nothing. But he turned their heart then to the oncoming message that was coming. And he said, behold, the Lamb of God would take away the sins of the world. He told them there's a new message coming. He didn't restore Moses' law. He didn't set up an altar with bullocks and pigeons and turtle doves. John never did that. But if John was to restore, he would have did that. But he didn't do that. The message of restoration was for the seventh church age messenger. For this day, for this time, for this generation, for this hour, not for another hour. We're the most privileged people tonight, this morning. Matthew 17, verse 11. And Jesus answered and said unto them, Elias truly shall first come and restore all things. Remember, John did not restore anything. Keep that in your mind. But one of these promised comings of the spirit of Elijah did restore. So John didn't restore, but one of these comings did restore. To clarify concerning Elijah and Elisha, let me read you this. Elias is a Greek form of the name Elijah, meaning Jehovah is God, or alternatively, my God is Jehovah. So it's a coming of my God, a coming of Jehovah. Are you following me here this morning? Amen. This is just not a preacher. If you see Brother Branham and John the Baptist just as a couple of preachers, you've missed it. There's lots of preachers, but they're just not preachers. They're chosen from God, from the foundation of the world, that the spirit of Elijah would be placed upon them men for a unique ministry. A unique ministry. There wasn't two Johns. There was one John the Baptist. One John the Baptist. There might have been other preachers in the land. There might have been other teachers in the land. But there's one John the Baptist. One that came in the spirit of Elijah. And in this day, there might have been other preachers. Great preachers. Healing ministries, all the rest. But there was one that came in the spirit of Elijah. There's not another one. There's one. Because it's written just for the one. It's not written that when he goes, another will come, and an angel will come to him, and he'll bring you another message, and you need this other message. There's no scripture for it. Amen. This is the final declaration. Amen. This is God's voice to this age. Amen. You believe that? Amen. And you see, this messenger preached the gospel. He preached Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, the same today, the same forever. He didn't preach himself. He didn't preach man worship. He preached Jesus Christ. He preached the power of God. He preached the kingdom of God. He did. He said, don't look to me. Look to Christ. Amen. When you hear these fellows rise up today, and they say, you must hear me. You must look to me. We're not looking to no man. We're looking to Jesus Christ. We've heard his voice. We're sheep of his pasture. My sheep will hear my voice. My sheep will know my voice. My sheep won't follow another voice. My sheep won't stray after another voice. My sheep know my voice. And he feeds his sheep food. Sheep food. Jehovah. This helps us to understand the transporting of the names Elijah and Elias that are used in the Bible. Matthew 17 verse 12, Jesus, the Son of God, when he was here with his disciples on earth, said, look at verse 12, but I say unto you that Elias has come already. Speaking of John. Verse 11, he says, Elias shall come, future. But verse 12, he says, Elias has come already. Amen. Speaking of John. Amen. Do you think they knew it? He said they didn't. Amen. Do you think they received it? He said they knew it not. They knew it not on the coming of Elijah with John. And they will know it not on the coming of Elijah in the last days. It is spiritually made known, spiritually revealed. It's only by revelation from God. Amen. Prophets and priests have desired to see these things and have not. We're blessed. Amen. 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 But have done unto him whatsoever they listed. Then he refers to the Son of Man, speaking of Calvary. They'll crucify him. And you know they did with John, they chopped his head off. Do you know why John had his head chopped off? Because he preached against adultery. Amen. Now, we often think of adultery in a natural sense of man with a woman and so forth. But what about spiritual adultery? Amen. What about spiritual adultery? What about committing spiritual adultery? What about mixing the word with something that's not the word? And producing a hybrid mix that can't bring a birth? Because you know a hybrid cannot reproduce. You know the horse, the donkey, and you've got a mule. And the mule cannot reproduce. It's infertile. Because it's not original. But spoken words, the original seed. Spoken words, the original. Why is it that people want hybrid religion? Why is it they want to follow a hybrid message? When we have a true, pure, unadulterated, clean message sent from God, vindicated by God, with his photograph taken with it. But they want some other message, some other man, some new thing. You know, brethren, listen. You know the bride's going to be gone, and they'll still be preaching. How many knows that? They'll still be preaching and all the rest. Because you see, the bride is sealed by the Holy Ghost. Amen. Sealed to the redemption. Amen. Sealed in. Shut in with God. Did I preach the last time where God shut Noah in the ark? Amen. He was shut in. God closed him in. Amen. The world was closed out. We are closed in. The world's closed out. Amen. Oh, we're here, but we're not part of this kingdom. Amen. We're of another kingdom. Amen. We have a king. He has a dominion. He has subjects. We're those subjects. And He's coming for us subjects. Hallelujah. He's going to change us. Not a height nor harvest will be left. We will be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye. We're going to meet the Lord in the air. We've saw the Lord appear. We're looking for His coming. Amen. He's going to sweep down and pick us up. Hallelujah. Jesus was saying to the disciples that they failed to recognize or to understand. Or could it be said they had no revelation that John the Baptist had come in the spirit of Elijah? Jesus said that. Jesus said they didn't really understand. They had no revelation. They had no understanding. Except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. How did Brother Branham refer to that verse? He said that word see means to understand. And here they fail to understand. John came in the spirit of Elijah. They fail to see it. They fail to recognize it. When you know you have come in contact with the spirit of Elijah, there's no other ministry could fool you. If it can, you never had a revelation. Because if you've ever had an experience with Jesus Christ, you'll never be the same. You're in love with Him. You won't love another. You'll have one love. One love, not two loves. Not adultery. Not a hybrid religion. But one love. One Christ. One Mrs. Jesus Christ. One bride, not two brides. Amen. One message, not two messages. Amen. The real gospel. The real power of God. John the Baptist had to come in the spirit of Elijah. Look, the angel of the Lord told Zacharias that Elizabeth would bear him a son and he would be called John. Amen. Now, here's something interesting. People say William Branham's name's not in the Bible. But here it doesn't say Elijah. The Word of God says John. I want you to follow this. The Word of God says John. Not Elijah. The Word says John. But Jesus says, if you can receive it, this John is Elijah. Though his name's John, he is called in the spirit of Elijah. Though his name was William Branham, he came in the spirit of Elijah. Amen. It's still there. Luke 1, look at Luke 1, verse 13, 17. Luke chapter 1, verse 13. But the angel said unto him, fear not, Zacharias, for thy prayer is heard, and thy wife Elizabeth shall bear thee a son, and thou shalt call his name Elijah. You don't read that. You read John. All right, verse 17. And he shall go before him in the spirit and power of Elias to turn the hearts of the fathers to the children and the disobedient to the wisdom of the just, to make ready a people prepared for the Lord. So verse 11, he's named by the angel as John. But verse 17, he says he's in the spirit of Elias, preparing the hearts. He's a heart preparer. He's a heart turner. When you go into Kings, the book of Kings, and you read of Elijah the Tishbite, how many knows who I'm talking about? Amen. The spirit of Elijah is a heart turning spirit. Amen. If you trace the spirit, what it did in the Old Testament, everywhere it was, it turned hearts. Then you trace the same spirit to John, it turns hearts. Then you trace that same spirit to our day, it still turns hearts. Amen. It doesn't turn them astray, it turns them to the Word. Amen. It turns them to Jesus Christ, the same. It won't turn you to another gospel. It won't turn you to believe me. No, you never heard it say that. You never heard the spirit of Elijah say, I am God's man of faith and power for the hour. Believe me. Baptized in William Branham's name. You never heard that. You never heard John the Baptist say, baptize in John the Baptist's name. Follow me, John the Baptist. You never heard that. I'm preaching it here this morning. I'm feeling led to preach it. I'm feeling pulled to preach it. John baptized in the name of the Lord because Jesus hadn't been crucified. He was preparing them for the coming of the Lord. And when John saw the Lamb of God, he saw him. He recognized him because of that light. He said, the one thou shalt see, the Spirit descending upon, that'll be the one. And the one thou shalt see, the Spirit descending upon, that'll be the one. And John looked out and he saw the Spirit descending upon Jesus. And he looked at him and he screamed out, I can see him. And he said, behold, the Lamb of God would take away the sin of the world. What else did he say? He said, I must decrease. He must increase. I must decrease. He must increase. He didn't preach himself. He preached to what he saw. The Lamb of God. That's what he preached. He baptized in the name of the Lord. That's how he baptized. He didn't make himself a denomination. He didn't say, follow me. He said, follow the Lamb. Follow the Lamb. Follow the Lamb. Follow the Lamb. Hallelujah. And we still must follow the Lamb. We must still follow the Lamb. Oh, glory to God. Zacharias, thy prayer is heard. The wife of Elizabeth shall bear thee a son, and I shall call his name John. Verse 17, and he shall go before him in the spirit and power of Elias to turn the hearts of the fathers. Notice, not the hearts of the children, but the hearts of the fathers. John's ministry could not turn the children's hearts. John's ministry turned the father's hearts. Because John was preaching to that Old Testament group. And John was preaching to them, there's a Lamb coming. There's a new message coming. There's a new revelation coming. He was turning those fathers' hearts to the oncoming message. But the message in this day turns the children's hearts back to the apostolic faith, back to Pentecost, back to the coming of the pillar of fire, back to the Holy Ghost himself coming down to the church. That's what it does. Back to the Lamb. Remember, Jesus didn't come in another name. Jesus said, I'm going away, but I will send you another comforter in my name. In my name. What will that comforter do? He will lead you into a little bit of truth. No, all truth. He will lead you into all truth. He will show you things to come. Then Revelation says, the Spirit and the Bride say, come. Over in Revelation, there's a voice. And the voice is saying, the Spirit and the Bride says, come. Come up a little higher. Come up hither. Hallelujah. But it's a same Holy Spirit. Notice it only fulfilled part of the turning John did. To turn the heart of the fathers to the children. Malachi 4 verse 5 and 6. To make ready a people prepared for the Lord. If you look at Luke 1:17, which I've read. Who are the fathers? Those worshiping God under Moses. That's who he's talking about. Those old patriotic fathers worshiping God under Moses' law. But John was coming with a new message. John was coming with the message of the Lamb. They didn't have that message. They didn't have that revelation. They were still worshiping under Moses' law. And lots of that law was written because of hardness of the heart. Amen. It wasn't God's original way. Brother Branham said Moses should never ask God for law. Moses should ask God for grace. But if grace was coming, John was pointing them to grace. Grace was on its way. John was introducing them the Lamb's message. And the Lamb's message is a message of grace. You know, there's so much of it. Well, I'll hand you to the devil, I'll put you out and you're finished. There's no grace, sir. Where's the grace, sir? God don't finish his people. He loves his people. Even when we fall, he lifts us up. He bathes us on his shoulders. We're written in the palms of his hand. He loves us. He cares for us. He doesn't bury us and ditch us. But he loves us and he cares for us. Amen. Who are these fathers, those worshiping under Moses' law? Their hearts sincere before God and keeping the law of God, but not knowing the grace of God through the Lord Jesus Christ. They didn't know about it. They were still in the Old Testament. The Old Testament fathers received John the Baptist as the voice crying in the wilderness. John was a voice crying in the wilderness to make a straight way. You know, you could preach a whole sermon on the word straight. You know, when Paul the Apostle was converted, you know what it says? He was brought into a place called straight. John the Baptist came to make a straight way. God's way is a straight way. When you hear of a crooked way or another way, you know it's not God. God's way is always a straight way. It's a righteous way. It's a pure way. It's a way of holiness. It's a way of the clean. It's a way of the pure. No ravenous beast can enter there. No unclean thing can walk there. God's highway is a pure way. Isaiah 40 verse 3, look what it says. Isaiah 40 verse 3, the voice of him that crieth in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord. Make straight in the desert a highway for our God. John was coming with a message. John's message was hewing out a way. John's message was making a way. The word of God says that God's prophet's words are like a mighty hammer that breaks the rock in pieces. Because God makes a way where there is no way. God makes a way in the valley. God makes a way in the mountain. God always makes a way for his people. A straight way. A pure way. And John was coming, making a way, preparing the way for one that was greater was coming. John didn't preach himself. John had no message of his own. Didn't Brother Branham say, I have no message of my own. I have none of my own. Did you hear that? That's what he said. John could say the same. I'm pointing it to the Lamb of Calvary. Oh, brethren, listen, guard yourselves against false prophets. It's in the land today, I'm telling you. They will turn you another way to follow a man, to tell you we have a new message. This is the newest message to raise. This is a living word, the words of Jesus. There's no other message. There's no other way. Only this way. The ministry of John the Baptist confirmed as a voice crying in the wilderness. All the four Gospels speak of him as a voice crying in the wilderness. Matthew 3 verse 3, Mark 1 3, Luke 3 4, John 1 23. Every single one of the Gospels they say, John's a voice crying in the wilderness, crying, make straight the way of the Lord. You know, the spirit of Elijah never pulled a group after himself. He never did that. It's not in the Bible for it to do that. You know, when Brother Branham was in America, and they had their great big billboards, God's man of faith and power. You know, and such a name. brother, the prophet, got up there humble. He said, there's only one man of faith and power. That's Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ, the man of faith and power. It's him we have to point the people to. He said, people are not getting to Christ. If people really got to Christ, they wouldn't follow a man. If people really got to Christ, they wouldn't baptize in a man's name. But the Bible says we're to take the Father's name, the Lord, the Son's name, Jesus, the Lord Jesus Christ. We've taken a name, and the name we've taken is above every other name. Above every name. There's no name like this name of Jesus Christ. Why would we take a lesser name? You know, when your wife, when a woman marries a man, she becomes part of that man. She receives his name. She comes into his inheritance. She's part of him. And we took his name in water baptism. We're part of him. We've come into his inheritance. The Bible says, I've given you the keys of the kingdom. Whatever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. Whatever you loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. We have the keys. The keys, it's not some denominational name. The keys is the name of Jesus Christ. There's power, there's authority in the name of Jesus Christ like no other name. This was also confirmed by our Lord Jesus Christ. As he was speaking to John's disciple when John was imprisoned. They put John in jail because he preached against adultery. He preached Herodias. He said, Herodias, it's not lawful for you to take your brother Philip's wife. You can't take a woman that's been married before. It's not lawful. That's what John preached. How many knows it says that in the Word of God? Don't go quiet on me now. I'm just telling you the Bible. And he had his head cut off because he preached the truth. Now I want you to spiritualize that. Taking another one. Spiritualize it. Another message. There's no other message. It's adultery. Spiritual adultery. Spiritual fornication. Matthew 11, verse 2. Now when John had heard in prison the works of Christ, he sent two of his disciples, verse 13 of Matthew 11. Matthew 11, verse 13. For all the prophets and the law prophesied until John. Verse 14. And if you will receive it, this is Elias, which was for to come. So Jesus is saying plainly, he's speaking plainly, John is Elias that was to come. But they couldn't see it. And there's multitudes today can't see it again. But there's some that's ordained to see it. Some that's been given revelation to see it. John the Baptist was a wilderness man, uneducated, but called and predestined to be a prophet from his mother's womb. And he came in the spirit of Elijah. Isaiah 40 verse 3 says, the voice of him that crieth in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord, make straight in the desert a highway for our God. Luke 1 verse 17. Luke 1 verse 17. And he shall go before him. Who's he going before? The Lord. He's forerunning the Lord. He's forerunning the coming of the Messiah. He's forerunning the coming of the Lord. The spirit of Elijah always foreruns the coming of the Lord. Are you following me? Forerunning. And he shall go before him. The spirit of Elijah turned the hearts of the fathers to the children, and the disobedient to the wisdom of the just, to make ready a people prepared for the Lord. We know holy men of God speak as they're moved by the Holy Ghost. Amen. Holy men of God speak as they're moved by the Holy Ghost. They don't speak foolish things. They don't speak useless things, but they speak as the Holy Spirit moves them. They're God's mouthpieces. Amen. They're not words that can be ignored. The words that must be heard. 2 Peter chapter 1 verse 21. For the prophecy came not in old time by the will of man, but holy men of God speak as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost moved these Old Testament prophets. And they speak. John was moved by the Holy Ghost. He spoke because he was moved by the Holy Ghost. 1 Peter chapter 1 verse 10. Of which salvation the prophets have inquired and searched diligently. 1 Peter chapter 1 verse 10. Who prophesied of the grace that should come unto you, searching what or what manner of time the Spirit of Christ, which was in them, did signify. So he's saying the Spirit of Christ was in those prophets. Amen. They spoke by the Spirit of Christ that was in them. Amen. But you know when somebody speaks and it's not according to the Word, and it's not according to them prophets, the truth's not in them. That's what Paul the Apostle says. Amen. How many knows the story of Beyond the Curtain of Time? You know, Beyond the Curtain of Time. When Brother Branham got over Beyond the Curtain of Time and he saw the people, and he said they screamed out, "We're believing Paul's message." And he said, "I preached exactly what Paul preached." And the multitude screamed out, said, "We're depending upon that." He preached what Paul preached. He built on the same foundation. He preached the same baptism. He preached the Godhead the same. He preached the doctrine of the women the same. He preached everything the same. Now we know the book was sealed, but in this 20th century, the seals come off the book. We know that. But John saw it and was told, "Seal it up." Daniel saw it and was told, "Seal it up." And in this day we live in, the spirit of Elijah. You know, the spirit of Elijah is dead in our day. It's manifest, the Antichrist spirit. So that we know it. Just like a brother taught this morning about those horses, we know who the rider is. We know it because the seals is off the book. Because the spirit of Elijah opened this word for us. It's an open book. We're feeding on the word. Verse 12, unto whom it is revealed that not unto themselves, but unto us they did minister the things which are now reported unto you by them that have preached the gospel unto you with the Holy Ghost sent down from heaven, which things the angels aside look into. People say we don't need the Holy Spirit. We have another way. But Brother Branham says that we're glad that the Holy Spirit's working with us. Amen. And these prophets only could preach by the Holy Ghost. They couldn't speak without the Holy Ghost. They needed to be inspired by the Holy Spirit. Amen. A prophet, while he's a man called of God and ordained of God, has to be redeemed by the precious blood of Jesus Christ. Jesus is the only man that didn't really need redeemed. He had no sin. But every prophet needs redeemed. Every prophet needs blood washed. That's why you can't go to a man, this brother mentioned this morning, and confess to the man and pay money for the staff of life. Pay money for the bread of life. But you don't pay for the gospel. The gospel's free. Amen. Jesus says, "Come as you are." And aren't you glad the voice said, "Hurt not the oil and the wine"? It's reserved. If you notice, John the Baptist's ministry of repentance did not restore anything. John's ministry was to prepare a people for the coming of the Messiah, the Lord Jesus Christ, that is Jesus. first coming when he came into his ministry as a Savior. John 4 on him. Amen. How many knows Jesus' ministry didn't start till he's 30? Amen. You don't read of anything till he's 30. Amen. Now I'm not saying he wasn't the Lord. I don't want to belittle him, because we know he was God manifest in flesh. Amen. But these things are written for a reason. Amen. Because John forerun him. Amen. He forerun the Lord Jesus. Amen. But when the Lord Jesus came on the scene, John had to go off the scene. Amen. Amen. And the Lord Jesus is coming on the scene again. Amen. Are you following the coming of the Lord? Amen. It's at hand. We're going to meet the Lord in the air. John the Baptist's ministry was to prepare the Old Testament fathers to receive Jesus Christ as he came in his ministry. Look at Matthew 3, verse 8. Bring forth therefore fruits meet for repentance. Verse 9. And think not the same within yourselves. We have Abraham to our fathers. This is John preaching. For I say unto you that God is able these stones to raise up children unto Abraham. Jesus, I mean. And now also access land unto the root of the trees. Therefore every tree which bringeth not forth good fruit is hewn down and cast into the fire. Amen. I indeed baptize you with water. So it was John. John's preaching here. I indeed baptize you with water unto repentance, but he that cometh after me is mightier than I, whose shoes I'm not worthy to bear. He shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and fire, whose fan is in his hand, and he will thoroughly purge his floor and gather wheat into the garner, but he will burn up the chaff with unquenchable fire. Burns the chaff up because of the fire of the Holy Ghost. The fire of the Holy Ghost burns the chaff. And how we need the chaff burned with the fire of the Holy Ghost. John, that was John. There's one coming mightier than me. He didn't say, right, boys, listen. You need to follow my message. Brother, I'm going to baptize you in my name, John's name. I'll baptize you under John. What a big waste of time. What a deception it would have been. What a false teaching it would have been. But because the Spirit of God was in John, John didn't point to himself. He pointed to the Lamb. Brother Branham pointed to the Lamb. John the Baptist preached repentance. Prepare you the way of the Lord. Make straight his path. Luke 3:4. John the Baptist's ministry restored nothing. If John was to restore the Old Testament, I told you, he'd have to bring them back to law, but he couldn't. Amen. Couldn't do it. John the Baptist's ministry was to introduce the Lamb of God. Jesus, the Son of God, but the Holy Ghost revelation. Amen. If you notice in the Bible, John was witnessing before Jesus came into his ministry. And this you can read, John 1, verse 29. I want you to read these scriptures. And the next day John seeth Jesus coming unto him and saith, behold, the Lamb of God. How did he know to say it? How did John know to say it? What was John's sign? Scriptural voice. Scriptural sign. Scriptural voice. Scriptural sign. But when you hear an uncertain sign, amen. You know something's wrong. Amen. Verse, which, behold the Lamb of God, which will take away the sin of the world. This is he of whom I said, after me cometh a man which is prepared before me. For he was before me. Amen. John's before him, but John's saying, he's before me. Because John knew all things were made by him and all things were made for him. Amen. And John knew he's the beginning of the creation of God. Amen. John knew it. For the Spirit of God was in John. from he was in his mother's womb. John didn't have a day when the Spirit came on him. The Bible says the babe leapt within the mother's womb. And John was filled with the Holy Ghost from his mother's womb. Specially chosen, specially prepared. I want to really lay this out this morning. I'm feeling led to deliberately. Is that all right, brother? Want you really to see John specially chosen. John is specially prepared. He could have people follow him. He could do a lot of things, but he didn't. He preached the Lamb. He preached the message of the Lamb. He said, I must decrease, he must increase. He glorified Jesus Christ. He didn't glorify himself. And God bore witness to it. Look at verse 31. And I knew him not, but that he should be made manifest to Israel. Therefore am I come baptizing with water. Verse 32. And John per record saying, I saw the Spirit, supernatural sign, descending from heaven like a dove, and it abode upon him. John saw the supernatural sign, the heavenly sign. John saw the sign that would identify the Lamb. And he knew him. He didn't need nobody to tell him. John didn't go down to the headquarters and say, now I want to gather all these great teachers and all these great general overseers and have a look at these pictures of this great sight. John didn't do that. But because the Holy Spirit was in John, the Holy Spirit recognized when it saw that pillar of fire. Amen. And when you're born again of the Holy Spirit, you'll recognize the same pillar of fire. Amen. You'll know God. Amen. You'll also know when you hear an uncertain sound. Amen. That wants to take people away. Amen. To follow some false religion. To follow some man. And baptize you in his name. When God has given a name that's higher than every other name. Amen. The name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Look at verse 33. And I knew him not, but he that sent me to baptize with water. The one that sent me said, you'll know when you see the light. Amen. Amen. When you see the light, John, Luke, John, this is your sign. Amen. That's how you're going to know. Upon whom thou shalt see the Spirit descending for a while. We don't read that. Remaining on him. Remaining on him. The same as he which baptized with the Holy Ghost. And I saw and bear record that this is the Son of God. The Father never gave the Spirit to Jesus by a measure. But the Bible says he received the fullness of the Spirit. In fullness. Then he says the fullness of the Godhead bodily dwells in the Lord. The fullness dwells in the Lord. Why would we want someone else? Now this is really just my first part. I'm not going to preach it all this morning. But you see, there's another, the coming of the Spirit of Elijah comes again in our time. And he won't point you to himself, he'll point you to the Lamb. Now let's go back to the question Jesus asked his disciples immediately after the Mount Transfiguration experience. When Jesus was transfigured before Peter, James, and John, Matthew 17. Let's read it. And after 6 days, Jesus taketh Peter and James and John, his brother, and bringeth them up onto the high mountain apart, and was transfigured before them, and his face did shine as a sun, and his raiment was white as light. And behold, there appeared unto them Moses and Elias. Ain't that something that Elijah never died? Amen. He never died. How many knows Elijah never died? Elias might have, but Elijah didn't. He went up in the chariots of fire. There's two men in the Bible never died. Enoch and Elijah. You know the oldest man that ever lived, son, died before his father did. Did any of you children ever know that? The oldest man that ever lived died before his father did. Because Methuselah is the oldest man that ever lived. But Enoch never died. So the oldest man that ever lived died before his father did. Because the Bible says Enoch walked with God. And God took him. God is looking for people that will walk the straight way. And he's going to just take them. We're just going to be gone. Just like that. Just like that, we're going to be gone. Just like Enoch. Gone like that. Amen. And behold, there appeared on them Moses and Elias. Then answered Peter and said unto him, Lord, it is good for us to be here. And you know, he goes on, we'll build three tabernacles here. Let's build ourselves a denomination. Let's build ourselves three denominations. But there was a higher voice that overruled. That's the voice that rules in the kingdom of man. But let's read on what it says, this higher voice. Verse 5, while he yet spake, behold, a bright cloud overshadowed them. And behold, a voice out of the cloud. Where did the voice come out of the cloud? Doesn't that sound like Job? When the cloud came to him, God spoke to him. See, God never changes. This is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased. Hear ye him. This was God talking.
And when the disciples heard, they fell on their face and were sore afraid. And Jesus came and touched them and said, arise, and be not afraid. And when they lifted up their eyes, they saw no man save Jesus only.
Amen.
You only need to see Jesus.
Amen.
That's the only one you need to see. The only one you need to see is Jesus. You don't need to see anybody else. You just need to see Jesus.
Amen.
And the Father speaks from heaven and he says, hear Jesus only.
Amen.
And Brother Branham comes in the spirit of Elijah in the 20th century. Praise God.
Amen. Amen.
And he doesn't say, follow me, baptized in William Brown's name. He never preached that.
Amen.
Amen.
He said, follow Jesus.
Amen.
Only.
Amen.
Baptized the way the first church baptized. In the name of Jesus Christ. Because the Spirit in him turns hearts back. To the original apostolic faith. To original baptism. To original teaching of the Godhead. To original truths. Of the Word of God.
Amen.
And God comes down on the scene.
Amen.
And takes the seals of that book.
Amen.
And reveals every mystery.
Amen.
I want you to get this morning. I'm jumping ahead. I'm not following anything. I'm jumping ahead, brother, because I want to close in a moment. But you know, when you get some smart aleck and he says he's got another mystery. He's a new revelation. You know, I spoke to the brother once and he said, you know what Brother Branham said? That the seven seal is in three folds. How many's following me here?
Amen.
And he says, I show you a fold of it. This preacher said to me, I can show you all three. I said, but Brother Branham never said that. He said, I show you a fold of it. But he said, I'll show you all three. You know what his third fold was? We were in eternity. We were in eternity. You know what I told that preacher? I said, brother, see your watch? Take it off. Amen. Take your watch off. Because you won't need a watch in eternity. Amen. You don't need a watch if you're in eternity. Amen. You know that the preacher once preached that. And one of the brothers in the church after service the next morning said, I'm coming for you, brother, early in the morning. And he says, preacher, where are we going? And he said, I'm coming for you really early tomorrow morning. I'm going to take you somewhere because you preached we're in eternity. And the next morning, the deacon lifted the preacher, the visiting preacher, and he got him in his car and he says, preacher, he says, deacon, where are we going? He says, we're going to the zoo. And he says, why are we going to the zoo? He says, there's a lion at the zoo. And he said, the word of God says, when we're in eternity, when we're in the millennium reign, you can lie down with the lion. So I'm taking you to the zoo because if you preached it, you're going to have to live it. But the preacher didn't want to go to the zoo because he didn't really believe what he preached. Because if he really believed what he preached, he'd have went to the zoo and stepped in with a lion. But he's afraid to get in with a lion because we're not in eternity yet. We're still here. We still need our watches. We still need the message God gave us. We still need the blood of Jesus Christ. We still need the Holy Spirit. We still need a fivefold ministry. We still need to gather often. We still need to break bread. But we know the Lord's coming. We do believe we have saw his appearing. We do believe we have saw a super sign. We do believe we have saw a Son of Man ministry. We do believe we've seen the spirit of Elijah. But this body still needs changed. This body's still waiting for the redemption to wait. This body's still waiting to meet the Lord in the air and go and be with the Lord. But I'm feeling led to preach it this morning. Follow the spirit of Elijah. The spirit of Elijah that God has sent will take you to the truth. The spirit of Elijah won't lead you to himself. The spirit of Elijah won't lead you to false religion. The spirit of Elijah won't lead you to false creed, but it'll turn your heart back to the original. Amen. And when you're turned to the original, you'll be working with the original word, the original faith, the original power of God. Amen. That's the same spirit that raised Jesus from the dead. That's the same Holy Ghost. Brother, if you just sit still, God will permit you to speak the word. Amen. Did you hear what I said? Amen. If you'll just sit still. Brother Branham said, sit still till you hear from your theophany. Amen. I can hear my theophany calling me. Amen. Oh, glory to God. Amen. Brothers, I'm ready to rapture out here this morning. Amen. This word's real. Jesus is real. Don't follow no false religions. Amen. Stay with what you know is the truth. Amen. He is the truth. Amen. Let's stand our feet while we pray. Amen. Let's just every head bowed, every eye closed. If there's anyone in this service and you need Jesus Christ as your Savior, will you lift your hand to the Lord? God bless you, young woman. God bless you. God bless you, young man. I want you where you are just to pray a simple prayer to ask Christ into your heart and into your life. The Word of God says it'll come to pass in the last days, that's these days, that whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. You that's sincere this morning, that's raised your hand, that Savile's raised their hands. I want you to repeat this prayer after me. Lord Jesus Christ, I call upon your name. Lord, I confess all my faults and sins before you right now. Lord, I pray you'll wash me in the blood of Jesus Christ. Lord, I pray you'll come into my heart and come into my life. Be my Lord and Savior. I receive you now in Jesus' precious name. Lord, I pray you'll seal me with the Holy Spirit of promise. Lord, that you'll lead me into all truth, that you'll deliver me from every ancestral curse. Lord, that you'll break every ancestral curse over my life and over my whole body in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, deliver me from every inheritance that's wrong from ancestors and bring me into your inheritance in Jesus' name. I receive you now as Lord and Savior. I confess you with my mouth. I believe in my heart that God has raised you from the dead. I now confess I'm saved in Jesus' name. Keep your heads bowed. Keep your eye closed. The power of God's in this meeting. Now I'm telling you, brethren, this is real. Amen. No, this is no show or anything like that. Amen. The Spirit of the Holy Ghost is real. Amen. Brother Branham said, if we preach the true word, God will confirm it. Amen. If you have an ailment in your body, put your hand wherever your disease is, wherever your affliction is. Lay your hand, or if it's a wife or a husband, lay your hands on your wife or your husband, beside each other. Lay your hands over on your wife or your husband. Now you remember, brother, you're living in the day of grace. You're not under condemnation. Amen. Even if you have made a mistake, you're not under condemnation. You're living under the grace of Almighty God. And even if you do wrong, God will forgive you. You just ask for the blood of Jesus. Heavenly Father, I pray this prayer of faith. I say upon the hands laid upon the people, I rebuke every demon power. I rebuke every demon spirit, every ancestral spirit, every disease, every infirmity. I rebuke and cast it out and off in the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. I ask you'll touch that young man, touch that young woman, touch that brother, touch that sister. Lord, I come against depression and the spirit of oppression, and I cast it off and out. I say, go in the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. I ask for the peace of God, the joy of God, the blessing of God, the prosperity of God. I speak prosperity, I speak healing, and I speak blessing over every person in this room in the name of Jesus Christ. And Lord, those listening in, I speak deliverance over them in the name of Jesus. Healing over them in the name of Jesus. Let your power come upon them. Lord, you're still a healer. I thank you for it. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. God bless you. Let's give the Lord a hand clap of praise. God bless you. As a brother comes, I just want to tell you one testimony. As a brother comes, I went to preach in England not so long back. There's a lovely sister came from Congo, brother. And she had really someone on her face, you know, white things all over her face. They couldn't do anything for her. And at her work, they kept giving her, you know, the bad end of the stick. And she had a hard time. And I prayed for her. I laid my hands upon her. I asked God to heal her. And I prayed that God would promote that woman. Amen. And I heard testimony just last week that her face is completely clear. Amen. Her boss called her into the office. The boss at work brought her into the office and said, sister, you pick the position, we'll give you it. Whatever you want, we're going to promote you. We're going to prosper you. We're the head, not the tail. We're the bride of Jesus Christ. Don't live below your privileges another day. The devil is eternally defeated. Jesus Christ is your Lord. I have prayed a prayer of faith. I want you to confess now with your mouth. You go out today in the earth service. You confess your heal, whatever your condition was. Brother Branham said to the people, said, go now confessing.
Amen.
You know the angel said, Brother Branham, if you can get the people to believe you,
amen,
not even cancer,
hallelujah,
will stand before the prayers. Amen. Now I know God's took a servant, but we know that. But the Holy Spirit's still here.
Amen.
Joshua is here.
Amen.
Joshua is here.
Amen.
The captain of the Lord's hosts here. To bless you, sister.
Amen.
To take you over.
Amen.
I'm speaking over you right now. All's well.
Amen.
God bless you all.
Amen. Oh, praise the Lord.
Amen.
How many are blessed this morning?
Amen.
Oh, we thank the Lord. We thank our precious brother. That he has sincerely offered himself for the Lord to use him for us this morning.
Amen.
You know one thing? All what is about the message is what we've heard today.
Amen.
That's to turn our hearts back onto the Father's.
Amen.
That's all about the message. And how many would like to go into the rapture?
Amen.
And he spoke about that. He said, Enoch, he walked with God.
Amen.
And he was translated.
Amen.
But he said before his translation,
amen,
he had a testimony.
Amen.
He had a testimony,
amen,
that he pleased God.
Amen.
So what is your testimony also?
Amen.
Amen. He said, if we will confess, the prophet said, our confession, he said, he will make our confession obey all what we say.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Let us sing one song. He's coming soon. Give us that song. How many believe that he's coming soon?
In these dead closing days of time, what joy the glorious hope affords, and so no wonders through sublime, for a sharing kingdom.
It may be night or day. Said it so many times, yet it never ceases to amaze us, Lord. Whenever we hear of more and more of these things, Father, we more and more see the great privilege that you have given unto us, Lord. For you warned us before and said, take heed that no man should deceive you. And we see at this hour, even in this world that we live in now, Lord, the amount of deception that has gone out trying to deceive the very elect. But we are glad this morning for the word of God that changes not. Heavens and earth will pass away, but that word will not pass away. Father, you said, Lord, it is not possible to deceive the elect, Lord, no matter what the devil may try. But we thank you, Father, for your servants which you have sent with thy word. Amen. And that word is a shield unto us, Father. Amen. We are so thankful that, Father, you were mindful of us today to prepare us, Lord, against the enemy that is trying to come in like a flood to deceive your people. But you have raised a standard once again to defy this enemy. Father, we believe you, Lord. We love you, Father, and we love thy holy word, for it protects us, Lord, from the wiles of the enemy that is trying to bring in new revelations, trying to catch away the simple-hearted. But we are so glad for thy spirit, Lord, which abides in us, Lord. What grace that it is to us, Father, to have your spirit to lead us into all truth, to protect us from the enemy. Father, I pray, oh God, that you would continue to strengthen each and every brother and every sister that's here, Lord. Father, let us be like lions when it comes to thy word, that when the devil comes trying to throw his deception at us, Lord, we will not be like simple children, but we will rebuke him in the name of Jesus Christ. We will stand our ground. We will not be deceived. Father, it's your grace, Lord. It's not our wisdom, but we are thankful for it anyhow. That, Father, you have opened these things unto us. These people that are here, Lord, they are nothing in this world. Oh God, we cannot be compared to the princes of this world, but we are the princes of heaven. Oh God, there's no amount of deception that can move us from that place. Oh, we are your children, heirs with Jesus Christ. Father, we thank you, Lord. This word is our portion. This word is our inheritance, and it will not be taken from us. It will not be taken away from our children. We claim every one of them. Oh God, that the devil would not lay his dirty hands on them. Father, we pray, oh God, may you keep us as we go from this place. I pray, oh Father, for our brother Tommy, how you have used him, Lord, over the years. May you bless him and his family. Oh, we pray for his ministry, that, Lord, it may continue to help thy children. May you expand it, Lord. Father, oh God, and fortify your children. I pray for his church also. Bless the saints there. Oh, how we love to fellowship with them. Oh God, may it be that the rapture would come soon, that we will be together with them, oh Father. Hallelujah. Never to say goodbye. Oh, I pray, Father, this afternoon for our dear sister Kitana. Lord, be with her. Lord, may you strengthen her, Lord. Bless our brother Andrew and the family. Lord, I would remember every brother, every sister that's not here, oh God. Father, may you be with them, Father. May they also receive this word that we have received to help them to prepare when the enemy comes to strike. For it says, many of your people, they perish because of lack of knowledge. Father, oh God, we are not lacking in knowledge today. We have been fed, and we thank you, Father. May we go in thy power. Oh, if there be any that are sick, Lord, we are waiting to hear the testimonies when they would begin to flow in. God, be with us, almighty God. We pray your grace and mercy. Protect us, Lord. Help us to keep watching and praying. In the name of Jesus Christ, we ask it all for your glory. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Oh, thanks be to God that today our faith is anchored on something. Praise God. Let's sing our last song as we depart from, not from his presence, but let's go with his presence to our various cruises. Amen.
Take the name of Jesus with
you. Yes, greet your brother. God bless you. Oh, yes.
O child of sorrow and of joy, it will joy and comfort give you. Precious name, oh how sweet, hope of earth and joy of heaven. Precious name, oh how sweet, hope of earth and joy of heaven. Jesus with you as a shield from every snare. If temptations round you gather, pray that holy name in prayer.
Oh, precious name,
oh, how sweet, hope of earth and joy of heaven. Precious name,
and oh, how sweet,
yeah. Hope of earth and joy of heaven.
Precious name,
oh, how sweet, hope of heaven and joy of heaven. Precious name, oh, how sweet.